This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Lauren Sullivan is coming up in the next segment, but we're going to continue with this story. Again, absolutely chilling information liberation. It's up on InfoWars.com. I think Drudge Reports posted this as well. It's by Chris Menahan, who comes out with a lot of great articles at their website, Information Liberation. A Fox News show depicts a six-year-old boy wearing a bondage gag, dressing like a girl, and commenting on his, quote, vagina. Go and watch the clip as well. Absolute trash television. Why do we see this? Oh, and by the way, another scene in the show shows one of the characters awkwardly praising Planned Parenthood, plugging how they provide health care to over 3 million women in this country. Meanwhile, they're cancelling shows on Adult Swim that talk about the alt-right. You can't do that. That's evil. But you can depict a six-year-old boy with a homoerotic, a sadomasochistic ball gag in his mouth. Yeah, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. That's acceptable. Why do we see this over and over again? Why do we see Salon.com and these left-wing publications giving platforms to actual paedophiles to talk about how their, quote, illness should be accepted by society as just another form of sexual preference? Over and over again, not just once, oh no. And they will produce interview segments, we've played them before, with self-confessed paedophiles, like Todd Nickerson, where they produce dreamlike scenes of little girls twirling around in skirts as the paedophile on camera talks about masturbating over them. That's the left for you. They will produce articles like this one out of Cracked.com. 5 things I learned from being addicted to child porn. There you see the Todd Nickerson one out of Salon.com. There's also a new one out of Cracked.com. I couldn't believe this, but it's true. 5 things I learned from being addicted to child porn. That is the headline. Why are they mainstreaming pedophilia? Why are they giving platforms to pedophiles like Todd Nickerson? Well, if you look at the history of sexual theology, how we came to understand sexual theology, how it was interpreted in the 60s, in the 70s, then it takes you back to people like Alfred Kinsey. Every single one of these professors that came up with the dominant theories about what motivates humans sexually, every single one of them was a leftist, obviously. They became the icons of the sexual liberation movement. They became the go-to source. Every single one of them was a leftist, and every single one of them was a complete pervert. Well, imagine my shock. These people conducted absolutely insane, bizarre experiments to try and justify and legitimize and prove their own perverted theories. Now, I can't even get into the details. There was one, for example, who was a British philosopher. He laid down a lot of the foundational work, material, information about how humans are motivated sexually. He was motivated sexually. Again, I'm not even sure how much of this I can say for a PG audience. He could only get off sexually by the age of about 50 by his wife doing business on his body. Okay? He's celebrated by the left as an icon of sexual theology. He's the go-to source on how we should all think about sex. Somebody who's a pervert. Then you have Alfred Kinsey. In fact, LifeSite News has an article, Alfred Kinsey was a pervert and a sex criminal. Go and read about the experiments on children conducted by Alfred Kinsey to prove his sexual theories about what motivates sexual behavior in humans. That will answer your question as to why the left gives platforms to pedophiles, why Fox has shows with six-year-old transgender boys wearing bondage gags. They want to mainstream hedonistic, vile trash because it's completely amoral. The gloves are off. and then conservatives are completely removed from the political arena because, again, there is no rules and everyone panders to this amoral trash lifestyle. We'll be back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
You're live. This is the final hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson, on this Thursday, January 5th edition. We had the breaking news a while ago. Of course, we've been talking about it the whole show. The kidnap, the torture of the mentally disabled man in Chicago, racially abused, attacked. The police initially came out and said that it wasn't racially motivated, despite the fact they were yelling F white people in his face while cutting chunks out of his head. Not racially motivated at all, no. Now they're saying that the culprits, the four culprits, are being charged with a hate crime. It remains to be seen what the characteristic of that hate crime is. I read the law earlier in Chicago. Mental disability, if somebody is targeted for assault on that basis, is a hate crime. Is that what they're going to run with? Because it still appears that they're denying that this had any racial connotation whatsoever. Absolutely ludicrous. We're going to get our guest's take on that now. She's been on the show many times before, and it is Lauren Southern, commentator at therebel.media, author of the new book, Barbarians, How Baby Boomers, Immigrants, and Islam Screwed My Generation. Lauren, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Now, of course, I've been talking about this basically throughout the entire show. You had the police come out after this brutal attack in Chicago and say, oh, the kids were just being stupid. They weren't doing this because it was racially motivated. They were just messing around and being stupid. Well, they are being charged with hate crimes now. But again, it looks like it could be due to mental disability, nothing to do with racial motivation. This white, mentally disabled teen, again, abducted for 2 days, tortured, beaten, humiliated, forced to drink toilet water, racially abused, as it was all live streamed on Facebook. But I mean, Lauren, he's white. He had institutional power. So it can't be racist, right?
Of course not. It's really amazing. We're starting out 2017, as many of us expected it would start out with, once again, proving who the fake news is. They said Donald Trump wouldn't win. Then when he did win, they said that this year would be the year that we would see a huge rise in hate crimes against minorities, and that the Trump camp would be invigorated by his hate speech and supremacy, and just the massive Hitler nation against blacks and Mexicans. But no, what did we see instead? We saw a wave of fake hate crimes, and now to start off 2017, a white disabled man being kidnapped by blacks and being tortured. What are they going to do? What are they going to run with? CNN has gone and said that these are just troubled kids. Even the sheriff has said these are, you know, kids will be kids, boys will be boys. I mean, I remember being a kid, maybe the worst thing I did was stand outside a liquor store and ask someone to buy me booze, but I don't quite remember kidnapping an Asian family and torturing them. This isn't a kids will be kids situation. Who really has the institutional power when they can get away with this and be defended for it? It's unreal.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I don't have many memories as a child because they've kind of faded away now. But I don't remember kidnapping somebody for 2 days, torturing them, forcing them to drink toilet water, cutting chunks out of their scalp, racially abusing them. That doesn't cross my memory. If that is the level for kids will be kids, then we're in big trouble. I mean, what part of the blame do you apportion, not just to Black Lives Matter, we're going to go on to talk about that, but this idea that anti-white racism and it being acceptable to be anti-white is now not only acceptable, but thanks to BuzzFeed, thanks to MTV, it's kind of cute. How much blame do you apportion to that kind of cultural meme?
Right. It's almost it's a cool thing now. I just recently tweeted out against Ariana Grande for some ridiculous statement she made, and I got retweeted by a big celebrity, Hasley, and every single reply I got from all these young accounts, 14, 15, 16, was, shut up, whitey. It didn't matter if these people were any race, even if they were white. They were saying, shut up, whitey, pasty, mayo, all these things. It's seen as a hip cultural trend. Great job, BuzzFeed. Great job, CNN. You've made it cool to be racist. And we need to get rid of this idea of reverse racism because you've got some pundits saying, see, reverse racism does exist. Well, no, it's not reverse racism. It's just racism. And we need to accept that. The government needs to accept that. And as much as I'm not really for the idea of hate crimes, I think most crimes like this are all motivated by hate, no matter who it's against or if it's a white on white, black on black. They're all kind of hateful. But they need to recognize this as being the exact same as four white people kidnapping a black guy, saying F black people and beating him up. It's just racism.
And I mean, it is really an echo chamber with this cuteness of anti-white racism because, you know, people pick it up from BuzzFeed, from MTV. They tweet out things like, oh, happy new year, everyone, except white people. Happy Christmas, everyone. Even like, good morning, everyone, except white people. Half the time, it's actually other white people saying it, which is bizarre. But you notice that when you quote their tweet or when you respond to their tweet, mostly within hours or even minutes, they either delete the tweet or claim that you've harassed them merely for quoting the tweet. So I think it still shows that they don't even know that this is unacceptable to engage in flagrant racism. As soon as they step outside the bubble and they actually face some criticism for this, they completely implode. They completely panic, right?
Well, there are a whole generation of people that have grown up on not any sort of political ideology, but rather just the ideology of conformity. You'll notice a lot of these accounts, if people have engaged with them, are all pretty much the same. They all have the little Snapchat flower crown filter. They've got their little gendered pronouns or the dog face, and all of their tweets are not spelt properly, and they're all about lipstick, eyebrows, and tweeting at celebrities, and then suddenly they'll get engaged with politics, and it'll all be screw white people. Where do you think they're learning this? They're learning it from the Kardashians. They're learning it in their classrooms. They're learning it from BuzzFeed. It is totally a cultural thing, and none of it is unique. All of these people are conformists. It's an ideology of conformity. They have no individual personalities, no ability to question and see the nuance and the fact that maybe white privilege doesn't exist when a white guy can be special needs and get beat up and scalped and choked, and they can't see that nuance because it's all a young generation of conformity, and they have conformed to the worst aspects of our culture. And that's what happens when parents say, just let your kids, don't give your kids any ideology. Let the culture dictate that. Well, they adopt what the modern culture is, and our modern culture is, quite frankly, cancerous right now.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I was just talking, we'll get onto that, but it's really percolated down into the culture. I don't think you had that as little as 10, 20 years ago. You know, you could fight leftist narratives. You could engage in that political debate on a level playing field where at least you knew you were debating with people who knew how to debate, who knew at least how to spell, as you mentioned. But this has percolated down into the culture, whereas people who normally wouldn't embrace anything political, right? They wouldn't, the kind of people who put, you know, Instagram filters on their Twitter photos, they wouldn't even embrace anything political. They wouldn't be interested in it. But now they're getting involved in it. And that toxic combination between extremism and stupidity is exactly what's fostering a lot of this anti-white rhetoric, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And the biggest thing that's happening, too, is it's being spearheaded by celebrities. And that's why you have all of these videos coming out with celebrities supporting Clinton, celebrities making videos of we need to oppose Donald Trump. A big one just came out recently. Because if a celebrity does it, it's cool and people are going to follow it, whether that celebrity has an argument or not. And it's, we need more people. I don't know if you saw Tommy Robinson the other day. He was challenging, oh, what's her name? She's the British singer.
Lily Allen, we just got him on to talk about it.
He embarrassed her, absolutely, on social media, and we need more stuff like that. We need more commentators and individuals calling out celebrities, because if you can embarrass them on social media, get retweeted by Lily Allen with counterarguments, these total conformist, just indoctrinated people will actually see there are other arguments. There are people with different ideas out there, and I think Tommy Robinson has done an excellent job of destroying people like Lily Allen and that. And that's just what we're going to have to keep doing when it comes to this anti-white narrative as well. We're seeing bigger figures like Philip DeFranco, H3H3, big YouTubers that are with a lot of normal young generation, come out and speak out against BuzzFeed and MTV for their anti-white racism, because we are challenging them over and over and over again until our arguments are too good to deny. And truly, I do believe that will eventually work, but it's going to take a lot of cleansing out these people's indoctrinated minds.
Now, I want to talk about BLM, because I've received all these messages over the past 6 hours or so. How dare you connect this to BLM? There's no connection whatsoever. Well, there is a connection. You've had these Black Lives Matter agitators, you've been around them for the past 2 years plus, chanting for dead cops, dead white cops specifically. They've killed black cops as well, well done. Or at least their message has led to the slaughter of black cops. You know, we've seen them target white people for beatings during the Charlotte riots in the underground parking lot. We've seen BLM supporters, every time a cop is killed on Twitter, they celebrate it. You know, their ideological guru is a cop killing convicted terrorists. You know, they plan to bomb the Ferguson police station. The gunman in Dallas said that he wanted to kill whites. How can the mainstream media, who have legitimized this movement, how can anyone claim that Black Lives Matter is a peaceful movement and that their violent anti-white rhetoric doesn't lead to instances like this? There's got to be a connection, right?
Well, I'm getting crapped on a lot for that on Twitter, too. They're saying they're making huge listicles with yourself, with people like Glenn Beck and Tommy Loren, saying, look at these people connecting this to Black Lives Matter when it has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. sound familiar? Nothing to do with the religion of peace, right? They always have these excuses. But
if Dylan Roof kills people in a church, then it's all white people's fault. We'll be back with Lauren Southern after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live on the Alex Jones Show. Going to go back to Lauren Southern here in a second, but first I want to remind you of the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. This is at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, we're continuing the discounts on all these great specials going into the 2017 Super Sale. Brain Force 30% off, Super Male Vitality 30% off, Secret 12 20% off, Knockout 20% off. Huge discounts on all these products, 5-star independent reviews. God forbid we should sell our own products to fund the people we pay to make this a news network in the first place, the bandwidth, the giant equipment costs, sending reporters all around the world, flights, hotel bills. God forbid we would actually sell nutritional products to fund that. Aren't we evil? We should be taking money from Gulf state dictatorships like Bahrain. That's what CNN does, and they're credible. We should be taking money from billionaire globalists like George Soros. Black Lives Matter does that, and they're credible. But we're evil because we sell nutritional products, and we're grateful for you purchasing them at InfoWarsLife.com, because it's built this platform. It's enabled us to expand, to grow to where we are now, which is why the mainstream media is so terrified of us, and those specials are continued at InfoWarsLife.com. Speaking about the mainstream media being terrified of us, and Lauren mentioned it there before the break, we have these headlines. Chicagoist: the BLM kidnapping hashtag makes a horrific tragedy even worse. Right, so a hashtag is even worse than the kidnapping of a mentally disabled boy. The torture, the 48-hour torture of him. Okay, a hashtag's worse. All right. Gizmodo: alt-right trolls use Chicago kidnapping to spread lies about Black Lives Matter. So basically they're saying, and the police, the Chicago police, who have come out with some absolutely ridiculous statements, by the way, are now saying, oh, this has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Do you think for a second, if 4 Trump supporters had kidnapped an 18-year-old disabled black kid for 48 hours, tortured him and racially abused him, that the media would say that had anything whatsoever to do with the alt-right? Well, of course they would. The difference, of course, is that that's not happening. All the hate crimes blamed on Trump supporters are hoaxes faked by leftists. On the flip side, BLM-inspired violence is happening. It's happened over and over again. You had people murdering cops. In Dallas, he directly said he wanted to kill white people. They plotted to bomb the Ferguson police station. Ishmael Brinsley, the killer in New York, said he shot 2 cops in the head as a Black Lives Matter revenge attack. Documented examples of this anti-white racial narrative that's been created by Black Lives Matter, supported by the media, and it leads to situations like this. Yes, there's an obvious connection. Black Lives Matter is not a group. It doesn't have a headquarters. It's an ideology. Ideologies lead to actions. It's an extremist ideology. It's a racist ideology. And it's leading to racist attacks against white people. No matter how many headlines you put up being outraged about my tweets about that, that is a fact. Lauren Southern, do you see a connection between BLM and this latest incident in Chicago?
Right. So the narrative is the alt-right, alt-right, right-wingers are trying to smear Black Lives Matter by connecting them to this incident. No one's trying to smear Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter smeared themselves. We're connecting the two because we're seeing identical behavior, and definitions change. Whether people like it or not, the definition of what Black Lives Matter is as a movement has changed because of its actions. A lot of people will say, if I tell a woman who is acting sexist towards a man that she's acting feminist, people will be outraged. But quite frankly, that's what facts like now. So I'm in a connection. Same thing, BLM kidnapping. People maybe need to start asking questions of what has Black Lives Matter done to be compared to this, rather than what has the right done.
I mean, even the shooting of the TV report, you remember that? I think it was back in late 2015, early 2016, Bryce Williams, he gunned down that TV reporter live on air. He said that that was part of an agenda to inflame a race war. You know, again, we had Ishmael Brinsley. He said it was a Black Lives Matter revenge attack. We had demonstrators chanting for, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it now? Oh, what did they get? Dead cops. Direct correlation between their ideology and violence. So, yes, we're obviously going to make the connection if they're screaming in his face F white people, F Donald Trump, the narrative, the rhetoric that's directly associated with Black Lives Matter over and over again, whose ideological guru, whose inspiration, is a convicted cop-killing terrorist, by the way, Assata Shakur. So we're going to make the connection, no matter how offended you get about our tweet. We'll be back live on The Alex Jones Show with Lauren Southern. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Nettles in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're live with Lauren Southern of the Rebel.media. We're going to tell you how you can get her book coming up, Barbarians, How Baby Boomers, Immigrants, and Islam Screwed My Generation. But just rounding off with this BLM issue, of course, the kidnapping torture of an 18-year-old white kid there in Chicago. The leftist media more offended over my tweets than the actual 48-hour torture and abuse of a mentally incapacitated young man. Lauren, we've seen this rash of fake hate crimes by leftist, Islamist, BLM supporters. Do you think they're, you know, hoaxing these hate crimes just to try and demonize Trump supporters? Or is this some kind of weird new form of virtue signaling that we're seeing here?
I'm sure it's a bit of both. I mean, you got to think, these leftists, they love it. They love their narratives. And in fact, they probably think it's moral, too. And that's the most interesting part. They say it's to raise awareness whenever a hate crime that has been falsified is found out and exposed. And they think it is totally moral as long as you are taking down people like Trump. But what they don't realize is that along with taking down people like Trump and making him look bad, they're taking down the truth and they're taking down honesty and all these good and decent things that make discourse, political discourse in our society, function properly. We can't solve race issues in America. They are being lied about and exaggerated on one end and totally misrepresented because of these people that are obsessed with virtue signaling and obsessed with their narrative. And quite frankly, they're going to lose if they continue this narrative because people are being exposed to the truth.
Now let's move on to a slightly different issue. Same group of deranged morons, but you posted this thing, I think it's from Tumblr. You posted this a couple of days ago up on Twitter. Clover gender. Someone right. Claiming their identity remains stuck at the mental age of a 13-year-old, according to this post. So that gives them the justification to embrace their sexual attraction to children. I mean, that's what I got out of it. Before you came on, we talked about a new Fox entertainment show where they had a 6-year-old boy who is transgender with a sadomasochistic ball gag in his mouth talking about his vagina. We've got Clover gender, whatever the hell that is. Why is the left attempting to normalize paedophilia? We see this again and again. Todd Nickerson, Salon.com, Cracked, talking about child porn. Why are they trying to normalize paedophilia?
Right. Well, Clover gender, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it were real when you have people identifying as 6-year-olds and whatnot. That one may have specifically been a troll, but it does expose what the logical conclusion of a lot of leftist ideology is. And you know what's funny is that a lot of SOCONs, despite how ridiculed they are, they tend to be, they've been right about a lot of things. They said after gay marriage was normalized, then you'd get transgenderism normalized. And then after transgenderism, you have pedophilia normalized. What do you know? It's kind of happening order quite a bit. And we've got a society that they get bored. They have normal sex and they get bored of that. So they need something more interesting and more interesting. And the porn gets more and more messed up. The sexual lives and fantasies of celebrities that are exposed on TV get more and more messed up. And our whole culture, instead of being about morals, decency, moderation, being a person that has willpower to behave properly, it's just become about more, 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 more. It's addicted to hedonism, and this is the logical conclusion of that hedonism. It's extremely messed up and based entirely on what I want now and not what is moral.
And again, it's really started back in the late 60s where you had the foundation of sexual theology, the people who kind of became the authorities on human sexual behavior. I talked about it earlier, Alfred Kinsey, people like that. They were actually complete perverts. It's like going to Freud for all your psychology information. He was a complete nutcase, crack addict. Alfred Kinsey was a complete pervert, did horrific experiments on children. Again, to try and prove something that wasn't true, that basically we're all completely perverted, we're all into this. And again, to legitimize paedophilia, and that's why you see it in the shows now. So you go back to the very foundation of sexual theology after the sexual liberation of the 60s, and it was perverts laying down the law of what was normal, when what's normal to them is very different from what's normal to the rest of us.
Yeah, and people need to start having conversations about this again. I know it's kind of become a untouchable subject. You'll be branded as the pastor from Footloose if you try to talk about sexuality or sexual freedom at all and talk about maybe the fact that it has some problems and maybe the fact that we should talk about some limits on it because it can get pretty messed up. I mean, I was tweeting Ariana Grande the other day, who, as many people know, she twerks on a stage and sings about sex for a living, and she was talking about how she was infuriated about being objectified. Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't run around in no clothing and also be respected as if you're dressed like a congresswoman. You can't have all of this sexual liberation and all of this hedonistic society and not have it lead to some of these really gross, messed up things in society. You can't have no moral standards, and you can't have all of these this double think. Maybe it exists in the classrooms of gender studies teachers, but it doesn't exist in reality, and we really need to have an honest discussion about the sexualization in our culture and in media, and especially towards children, which I don't understand why, but is becoming, well, I guess I do understand why to an extent, but it's becoming so prevalent. I mean, among politicians, I'm hearing about it more and more, and it's extremely disturbing, and we need to have an honest conversation about it.
I mean, people were predicting 30, 40 years ago that the last barrier would be the normalization of pedophilia, and now we exactly. see it. We see it with Salon.com, Todd Nickerson giving all those pedophiles a platform. It's really starting to happen, and it's absolutely chilling. Let's talk about feminism, though. We got about 5 minutes left. You know, you came on the scene with your strident opposition to feminism. I think it's fair to say that over the past, year or so, you know, this third wave modern feminism movement seems to have lost quite a bit of its confidence in the face of somebody, some opposition figures, actually having an argument against it. It's kind of morphed into other facets of social justice derangement. Do you think we've actually had a quantifiable victory, you know, in transforming the word feminist into a pejorative term? Because I don't really see a lot of the strident feminism stuff that we saw back in, you know, late 2014, throughout 2015 when you came on the scene. Do you think we really had a big victory against third wave feminism in discrediting it amongst young women?
I absolutely do. However, I think it's been mostly among the politically educated class that we've had an influence with. I rarely see political YouTubers, left-wing or right-wing, supporting feminism anymore. And when it comes to the politically engaged community online, it's really, you're hard-pressed to find feminists anymore. However, I do feel like I might be in my little bubble of politically aware people sometimes, because as soon as you engage the wider world, the celebrity-obsessed, drama-obsessed, makeup-obsessed, Kardashians-obsessed world, a lot of them are still just there to regurgitate the talking points of those celebrities. So as long as those celebrities are owned by Marxists, as long as they're paid by Marxists and leftists, you will still see feminism having a large influence on the popular, not so much politically engaged culture that are just there to vote for politicians because of their hair, to back up immigration because it's trendy, to love feminism and tout feminism because Katy Perry said so, or whichever celebrity it is during that week.
And of course, the way they control this paradigm is the very few celebrities who dare step outside the box, who, by the way, some of whom message me privately on a regular basis and say, I completely agree with you, but I can't say anything publicly because it would ruin my career in 5 minutes. Many big people who private message me saying that, who we'd like to get on as guests, but they don't want to do it because they know the left is completely intolerant of other people's opinions and would crucify them. As soon as any of them, and it's rare when it happens, step outside of their comfort zone and actually criticize feminism, God forbid, they are absolutely savaged. The most rampant misogyny amongst the left is reserved for women who critique third wave feminism, right?
Yeah, well, I think the actress, was it Kaylee? I can't remember her last name, but she's from Big Bang Theory, and she said something about not being a feminist, and she was just ravaged by the media. And that's exactly how it works. You step out of line, your career is over. And it's hard to blame some of these people. I get you've got work to do, you've got a job, this is your entire life, but at the same time, what is really important? Is this culture war important to you? Is the future of the West important to you? Or is your career important? And unfortunately, I think for a lot of celebrities, they're going to pick their career and their own life and Instagram popularity over the culture war. Luckily, there are a lot of us fighting in the culture war, like yourself, InfoWars, Rebel Media, Breitbart, and all the rest. And I think we're going to have to maybe change our strategy a little bit to have a proper influence. You have YouTubers like Blair White who are kind of taking on the whole snap Beyonce attitude to entice younger generations into more logical political discussion, but with a little bit of the flair of mainstream makeup and attitude. So we might have to change our tactics, but it's going to be a tough culture war against this.
I'm seeing some signs of encouragement. I'm seeing more people, a lot of younger people, teenagers and so forth, coming out and saying, you know, I'm just sick of it. I'm just going to come out and say what I want to say. I don't care anymore. I'm seeing people grow balls on a more regular basis, and I think that can only be positive for encouraging more dialogue and actual diversity of opinion, which the left hates. But finally, you've got a new book out, Barbarians. Sounds very ominous. How Baby Boomers, Immigrants, and Islam Screwed My Generation. What motivated you to write this book, and what subjects does it cover?
Well, the whole idea of the book is to talk about youth and millennials and the kind of dispossession of the Western soul. And a lot of the questions that young people have that are leading them to become alt-right, that are leading them to become identitarians, nationalists, all these things, it's because they're not having their questions answered. And these groups are not going to go away until they have these questions answered. Can society live in a multicultural world? Does multiculturalism work? Can we have such massive immigration? How are we going to fix race relations? Was it such a good idea to give up some of these older traditions we have? And I talk about the people who have suppressed the answers to these questions and have tried to silence this generation. And quite frankly, it's just a book that's trying to address a lot of the lost millennials that are searching in the dark for meaning, purpose, and a political ideology, because right now the mainstream media certainly are not giving them the answers they're looking for.
Now, how are the reviews going on Amazon? Because I know a tactic of the intolerant left is to go and flood and sabotage the reviews. Have you managed to fend off that mode of attack?
Right. Well, right now it's looking pretty good. Luckily, all of the reviews that are purchased reviews, the people who have actually gone and read the book, are extremely positive, 4 or 5 stars. It's the reviews that haven't bought the book that I'm finding it's 1 star and just the sentences, "This is racist," below it. I think they just read the title. But I thought we told people not to judge books by the cover. Apparently leftists didn't get the memo. But luckily I'm doing pretty good on reviews at the moment. Thank you to my lovely followers and readers.
Okay, just in closing, tell people, obviously they can get the book on Amazon.com. Is there a Kindle version? Is there going to be an audio book?
Yes, you can pick up the Kindle version on the same Amazon page, and you can go to barbariansbook.com to find both of those. And I will be making an audiobook. I'll get around to that eventually. It's been a busy New Year so far. But stay tuned and follow me at Twitter at Warren_Southern to see when that comes around.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. We're sure to have you back on the show. There goes Lauren Southern. Thanks for joining us, Lauren. We're going to dip back into the news now in this final 3 minutes. Let's switch to cultural enrichment, which we're given a plentiful supply of in Europe on a daily basis. The London Telegraph reports almost 1,000 cars torched around France on New Year's Eve, but government insists it went particularly well. Well, where have we heard that before in Cologne? Vandals in France torched 945 parked cars on New Year's Eve in an arson rampage that has become a sinister annual tradition amid a row over whether the government sought to play down the figures. According to the French Interior Ministry, the total of 945, which included cars that were either totally destroyed or more lightly affected, amounted to a 17% rise compared to last year. Despite this, New Year's Eve went off without any major incident, the Interior Ministry insisted in a statement, adding that there were only a few troubles with public order. So basically they've stopped counting cars that are set on fire as a result of other cars being set on fire to try and reduce the number. This is now an annual tradition in France. In which areas is it happening? Oh yeah, it's the immigrant ghettos. 2005 French riots. Again, hundreds, perhaps even thousands of cars torched. This is what they do. We see it in Sweden. We see it in Malmo. We see the New Year's Eve celebrations in Germany also, where they literally throw fireworks at each other. They don't only attack police officers. They don't only attack ambulance workers and firemen when they're actually trying to help people who are injured. They just throw fireworks at random people. This is the cultural enrichment that the West is currently enjoying thanks to mass immigration. Breitbart reports revealed 1,000-man mob attack police set Germany's oldest church alight on, you guessed it, New Year's Eve. At New Year's Eve celebrations in Dortmund, a mob of more than 1,000 men chanted Allah Akbar, launched fireworks at police and set fire to a historic church. Already by 7 p.m, a man was hospitalized with first-degree burns to his face, cultural enrichment, after fireworks were hurled at a group of homeless people outside the city's main train station, which is usually where they all congregate because that's where the migrant camps are located. More than 24 people were injured at festivities in Dortmund, some seriously. But what did the police say about it? Well, imagine my shock once again. The events of the night were described as quiet by the police in a statement and as normal by a spokesman for the city government. So again, you have a direct correlation between violent crime, absolute bedlam in the case of Malmo. We played the video before on the streets of major European cities, cars being set alight, throwing fireworks at each other. They even started throwing grenades at apartment blocks and people's houses in some cases. But because the police just deny it, and you can see the video there, we're playing, that's out of Malmo, because the police just deny it, or because they don't count certain crime figures, they can just say that it's a non-issue, and that all these immigrants are just completely peacefully integrating into Western society, and we don't have any problems whatsoever. The reality for the people who live there is very, very different. We'll be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We are live for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Before we hit a few final news stories, last call for the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative with BrainForce. Here it is, 30% off again. I take this, took two before doing the show, really helps as a cognitive enhancer. If you're doing any kind of mental work whatsoever, really helps get those neurons firing. Not just a cliche. Google nootropics and see how this has benefited other people. This is the best formula. We've got BrainForce Plus, I believe, now in stock. There it is, 30% off. Again, don't take more than two because this stuff is powerful. It really gets your neurons firing. Has the vitamin B6, vitamin B12, the alpha GPC. That is one of the best ingredients in there. Again, it's a nootropic. It's cutting edge. Google nootropics. This isn't pseudoscience. This is really helping people. All the whiz kids in Silicon Valley are taking this. And we have BrainForce Plus as part of the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative at 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com as part of the extended 2017 super sale with all those other discounts. Super Male Vitality, Secret 12, Liver Shield, Survival Shield X2, Knockout, the Sleep Aid, Prostaguard, and many others at InfoWarsLife.com. Supports this broadcast, supports us sending reporters out into the field at great expense to take on the mainstream media narrative directly, to get in their face, to win the argument. We've done it through your support for what? Going on 17 years, I guess it is now, probably even more than that, by selling our own products to fund our own message. We're only responsible to you. We're not responsible to corporate advertisers or foreign dictatorships like CNN is. Infowars.InfowarsLife.com for the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. All those discounts have been extended. Infowarslife.com. Final couple of minutes. Drudge Report has gone big with the torture story of the 18-year-old mentally disabled teen in Chicago. Facebook Live of Hate is his headline. Man forced to say F Donald Trump. That's the InfoWars story. Made to drink from toilet. Chicago land torture. Hate crime battery charges. CNN's Don Lemon says he doesn't think it was evil, really. If the roles were reversed, what would they be saying? Then again, they're more offended over our tweets and stories about the story than the actual racial abuse and torture of this poor 18-year-old man for 48 hours. Absolutely despicable, but what do you expect from the left? Information Liberation reports UK state forcibly indoctrinates schoolboy for saying Muslims are trying to take over. That's right, he had the wrong opinion, so they forced him to go to a mosque and change his opinion. You see that happening in the Netherlands, school children being forced to go to a mosque. If their parents refused to allow that to happen, then they were investigated. We've also got Slovenian bishops lament chapel desecration. This is out of Catholic Culture. The spokesman for the Slovenian Bishops Conference has issued a statement lamenting the January 2nd desecration of a mountain chapel in Slovenia, an incident in which the words Allah Akbar were sprayed on the outside walls. The nation of 2 million is 58% Catholic. So again, another incident where cultural enrichment is invading Europe and making itself known. We have massive attacks going on in Germany in regard to Germany's oldest church being set alight on New Year's Eve. Fireworks being thrown at each other. This is the cultural enrichment we've been told we have to tolerate. 4th hour coming up live. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.